Hello and welcome to the Love Mondays Club podcast. I'm your host Helen and I'm here to help you unravel the mysteries of marketing so that you can get more eyes on your business and make more sales. This is the ultimate podcast for online female business owners who are ready to conquer their overwhelm, discover their confidence, and unlock the secrets to marketing success. Whether you're just starting out or already running a thriving business, Love Mondays Club is your compass to navigate this ever-changing digital world. Each episode, I'll bring you valuable insights, expert interviews, and practical strategies to help you stand out in a crowded online marketplace. It's time for you to dream big and succeed. I want your Mondays to be overflowing with inspiration, excitement, and setting the stage for you achieving your dreams. So if you're ready, cozy up in your favorite spot and get ready to unlock your business potential. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to another episode of Love Mondays Club podcast. So today I want to talk about getting support in your business because this is something I talk quite a lot about. I talk about the importance of it and how pretty much every single person I've ever met who's done really well in their business has, you know, invested in support and asked for help along the way. It doesn't ever tend to be a solo affair. But the thing is that we are totally spoiled for choice, aren't we? Like, how do we know what to invest in, who to work with? When's the right time? It's pretty overwhelming. I was having a really good chat with a business friend recently about this, and it's what inspired me to do this podcast, because I think so often we do get sucked into the excitement, don't we, of like all these opportunities and all these courses to invest in. And you know, generally these courses do promise us pretty big outcomes. Now the reality is though, with these things, most of them probably can help you achieve those results, but honestly, I would say 90% of it is not about the actual course content. It's about us showing up and doing the work. And that's the kind of part that maybe sucks a little bit. Because we do also love the idea of a silver bullet, don't we? We love the idea that we can sign up to a program, they're going to give us all these golden nuggets that we've just never thought of before, click your fingers and it all falls into place. Now, in reality, again, you know, this is not downplaying courses because, you know, a lot of these programs and courses, they will offer you structure and they'll offer you accountability and they will offer you, you know, probably a range of different ideas that you might not have considered or different ways of thinking about things. But ultimately, as I say, it always comes back to us showing up. And when I was talking to my business friend about this, we were talking about, you know, how many times we might have subscribed to something, joined something, maybe not really got our money's worth out of it. Now, for me personally, as I've sort of gone through my business, you know, every investment I've made has got bigger and bigger and bigger. Maybe the first little course I invested in was maybe £400 or £500, I think it was. And at the time for me, you know, having never spent money on something like that, it felt outrageous. You know, it felt like so much money. But the thing for me was always that, you know, if I'm going to put money in, I have to get my money back. Like, as an absolute minimum, I have to do the work enough that I do make a return on my investment, and anything else is a bonus. You know, now as the years have gone by, we can put some zeros on the end of that number and in terms of like investments that I've made. But what happened over the years was that, like, I did the smaller courses, put the time in, saw the return, and what that did is that gave me trust. It gave me trust in myself that I was going to show up and I was going to get the results for these things. You know, the worst thing we can do is be really excited, sign up to something, and then suddenly it just sits there in the background taking our money and we don't get something from it. And you know, sadly, that if that does happen, then that can kind of lead to a bit of resentment, and then you might look back on that program and or course and think, oh well, it wasn't worth it, you know, it didn't help me. But again, a lot of this is all about, you know, us showing up. And you know, we always say, don't we, like, the reality is, like, business isn't easy. This stuff is tricky. It does take a lot of time. It does take a lot of energy and a lot of brain power. So what I want to do today is share with you some ways that you really can get the most out of your business support. So for example, if you're signing up to Love Mondays Club or to work with me, this is the advice I'd want to give you. And if you've recently signed up to anybody else's programs or memberships or anything like that, have a think about these points I'm going to make with you as well and think, you know, is this something I could apply to what I'm doing right now? Because again, you've invested, it's exciting, you know, there's so many opportunities out there for you. You want to take those opportunities and make the most of them as you can and help you to progress like you want to and see the results that you want to. So first of all, the most important thing is working out when you're going to dedicate the time to the resources. I honestly really recommend, like, don't just sort of sit here thinking, oh, I'll find the time, or even don't sit there, you know, certainly don't go into the course thinking, oh, I don't have time to do it right now, but I'll do it in a few weeks. 2 weeks or do it tomorrow, because, you know, as the famous saying goes, tomorrow never comes. What I always do whenever I sign up to a new program, in fact, to be honest with you, before I sign up to programs, I do a little bit of digging around and I find out exactly when the calls are, how frequent they are, and then I go through my calendar and I work out, is this a realistic thing for me to do? The reality is we always make time for the things that we prioritize. So first of all, this is a little kind of like check in with myself. Like if I feel myself looking at my calendar thinking, oh no, I couldn't possibly find the time to do this, then in reality, I probably don't feel like I really want it that much. Whereas in comparison, if I feel myself dragging things around in the calendar and thinking, yes, I'm going to make this work, then that's a really good temperature check for me that this is something I am excited in and something that I am probably going to show up to. So for me, time blocking in the calendar is really important. So for example, I've recently signed up to like accreditation program. I talked about it recently with my coaching. So, you know, this is a huge chunky investment and I really want to make sure I get the most out of it. So straight away, the call times went in the diary, repeated up until the end of the program. Then I also allocated in a few other hours scattered around in the week just to do some other little bits and bobs with it. And so straight away, before I'd even put my card details into the website and signed up to the program, I already had it in my diary. Like I'd kind of set that intention for myself that that's what I was going to be doing. And of course, having it in my calendar, having it in my diary makes it a priority. It's something when I look at my diary and think, what am I doing tomorrow? There it is on the list. It's got time allocated to it. So that's a huge thing. Time and energy being dedicated to these things is going to really help you to see the results. The next thing is to show up to the calls and make these a priority. This is kind of, you know, in line also with this idea of like dedicating time to it. But like showing up to the calls and being as present as possible is also really important. I know this from myself that if I show up to a call, if I'm also trying to multitask and, you know, do something on another screen or I'm being distracted by other things, in reality, I'm there in person, but I'm not there in mind. You know, I'm not truly taking it all in. So I really recommend, again, you know, just like treat these training opportunities and these coaching calls as the same as you would if you were having like a one-to-one with a client or something like that. So make sure you're fully focused in it, got your notepad, however you like to make notes or whatever, and try and get as engaged as possible in these things. And like I say, make it a priority. Like you're spending money on this and people are showing up to help you. You want to utilize that opportunity and get as much from it as you can. The next one is if you are working with a trainer or a coach or a mentor or anything, is to really keep in touch with them and let them know how you're getting on. I know this from my experience. You know, when I think back to maybe some of the first like mentors that I worked with, I often felt this kind of strange pressure to only tell them about the good things that was going on. You know, if I was maybe having a dip or a bit of a low, or, you know, maybe something hadn't quite panned out, I definitely felt myself retreat a little bit and feel like, oh no, I don't know if I want to tell them that, you know, I'll see how it pans out. In reality, the mindset for me should have been the total opposite. Like the wins, yes, that was fantastic. So the thing is, you know, your coach or trainer or mentor, you know, that's what they really want to know. They want to know the things you're finding difficult. They want to know the things you're struggling with. And this is exactly the same for me now. You know, like on hindsight, I wish I'd sort of talked about this a bit more, and I'm definitely a million times more open about it now. And especially seeing as I am a coach and trainer for my own clients, these are the things I really want them to talk to me about. So if they're like finding something difficult in the background, I certainly don't want them to sit there and feel alone with it and feel like they can't talk to me about it. Instead, you know, for example, inside Love Mondays Club, I have this massive library of resources. And like so many trainers and educators, I also have an entire computer full of files of different things that are just waiting to be, you know, polished up and uploaded as resources. So this is the thing, you know, again, you're investing in help and support, like making sure that you're keeping in touch and giving people sort of like real-time updates of what's going on, just so that you can act quickly and your support can act quickly as well. Like there's nothing worse than when we leave it weeks and then you finally have the conversation, and by this point, you know, you're part of the way through your program, a lot of that time is gone, and you sort of sit there and think, oh, why didn't I talk about this sooner? You know, maybe as you do have that discussion and the solution comes up. So that kind of taps into my next one of like sharing the highs and lows all the time. And generally, you know, when you're in these programs, you're normally part of a community as well. So it's really important to like get involved in these communities and, you know, start to network with people. Because again, try not to be like a lone wolf in this situation. Like all the people that are in the community of the program you've joined, they're probably in a very similar boat to you, and they probably have a lot of interesting advice and experience and things to share with you that's going to be really relatable. Also as well, like the one thing I've really found inside Love Mondays Club is just how much everyone recommends each other and passes on business to each other. Quite often, if you you sit there quietly in the background, not sort of, you know, telling people what you're doing or what you're offering or what you're up to, people can't then recommend you. And as we know, word of mouth recommendations are one of the most powerful. So getting involved in that way is not just going to help you, you know, as I say, with like that community aspect and shared experiences and not feeling alone, but it's also going to potentially bring you business opportunities as well. And in those situations, like, you want to be honest with people, you want to share your highs and lows. You know, that the highs, everyone's there to celebrate you, and the lows, you know, that little bit of vulnerability is also going to encourage other people to open up and support you and share their experiences. So I know for myself, you know, when I've been honest and I've talked to communities around me with what's going on, 9 times out of 10, half the group turns around and says, oh yeah, me too. Yep, that's happening to me too, or that's happened to me before. You just feel your shoulders kind of like flop down and be like, okay, this isn't in my head, you know, this isn't just me. So also as well, you know, inside communities, often there's opportunities to volunteer and get involved. And that's always, again, a great opportunity to meet more people and network. And, you know, the wider your network, the bigger your circles, the more opportunities that are going to come your way and the more sort of cheerleading and everything that will go on. And the last thing that I would suggest that you do is also to try and track your progress as you go through any kind of like course or program or membership, whatever it might be. So what I mean by this is like having sort of long-term goals and short-term goals. So when you sign up to a membership or course or program, whatever it might be, you're normally full of enthusiasm, you're normally really excited, and you're normally doing it because you have a particular goal in mind. So now if it's like a course or program, they typically tend to have an end date. So, you know, make sure that you kind of have that like bookmarked and sort of thinking to yourself, okay, by this time, so in 6 months time or 3 months time or whatever it might be, I want to have achieved X. You know, what is my big main goal from this? In a membership, you have much more ongoing support as well. So you can have those big goals. I still really, you know, for all my members of Love Mondays Club, we do sometimes like quarterly planning or annual planning. So I always really encourage everyone to have these bigger goals, but then also break it down into smaller things, because of course we don't want to feel like overwhelmed and feel like we have this huge massive project in front of us, like we're looking up at, you know, the top of Mount Everest wondering how we're going to get up there. So another thing, and we do this a lot inside Love Mondays Club, so every Monday I always ask everyone, like, what's on the to-do list this week, what do you need to get done? And this is about breaking down these little small goals. And again, you've signed up, you're paying for this, you know, these resources and things like that. So inside Love Mondays Club, what I'll do is I'll signpost people to things. So if, for example, they say, oh, I want to, like, you know, use a bit more of my email marketing this week, so we've got resources for that. So I can signpost people if they want some templates. Somebody recently said about, you know, they want to start up a membership, so the resources are going to be uploaded for that to help them sort of like build their membership and things. So again, you know, when you're in these programs, the people running them are there to support you. They want to help you. So getting involved, sharing your goals, making those little kind of like stepping stones for yourself, one, keeps you accountable, helps you to track your progress, and also allows the people around you to know what's going on and to support you and to kind of give you everything you need in those situations. So like we say, signing up to something new is really exciting. And I always say, you know, try and like hold on to that initial excitement and motivation and determination that you feel at the beginning. The honest reality is, whenever we do any kind of training, there are like peaks and dips in our learning experience. Like, I've had this for pretty much everything I've done. You know, I start really enthusiastic. There's often a little point where it gets a little bit quieter, and maybe I sort of feel like I'm, you know, just ticking over and not necessarily things are rolling as quickly as I want to. But what I've learned is, in those situations when it dips slightly, it's up to me. It's my responsibility to kind of push myself, get back in, talk to people, ask for help, try to shake things up a little bit. And, you know, it's always received so well. And ultimately, as soon as I do that, it's like the foot gets put on the accelerator again and off we go. So good luck. If you have recently signed up for anything, I hope it's going well for you. If you are thinking about joining Love Mondays Club and you would like weekly support inside your business, then definitely drop me a message. Like I say, my job here is to help you grow your business, learn how to do new things with your marketing, set up different systems. Like, Love Mondays Club is a whole hub full of resources available to you pretty much on demand. So like I say, every Monday we have meetings and calls, and I ask people, we do like training sessions on those Mondays, but we also, you know, just check in and talk about what's on the agenda, what are we doing, what are we selling, what are we trying to grow. And then from there, the more the members tell me, the more I can sort of either create the resources or show them where resources are sat in their libraries, just to help them, you know, achieve these goals so much quicker, because that's the point, isn't it? That's why we invest in like memberships and programs and things like that, is that we want to speed things up in our business. So let me know if you would be interested in finding out more about Love Mondays Club. It's a great place to be. We have a wonderful community and we'd love to welcome you in there very soon. And I'd be very excited to support you in your business. All right. Have a wonderful week. And as always, if you do want to contact me, the information is in the show notes. You can head to my website, lovemondaysclub.co.uk/contact. And you can book in a little call with me, or you can contact me on social media, generally at Love Mondays Club. You'll find me all over the place. Otherwise, have a wonderful week. And I look forward to speaking with you soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Love Mondays Club podcast. Don't forget to review and subscribe or share this episode with one of your business friends. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday.